What an empty generation.
That's the that's the Gentiles take it off. We heard Homer and Jethro, Sweet Violets, Keep on Crying, Memphis Mike and the Tremblers. Frenchie gave us Spider-Man. I Love That Girl, Ammonia, Wild Billy Childish. And Big Daddy gave us Super Freak, My Name Ain't Andy, Linda Hayes, and Ugly Face, The Pearls. This is My Pal Foot Foot by the Shags. It's live. It's not very good. Here's the original version of the anthem of the rock and roll people. Whatever that means, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. You don't even pay any remote attention to what I'm saying. My Pal Foot Foot, the Shags. Yeah, three chicks. Tan it up. To be so entertained by things like that. Now it's just boring and irritating. This is Link Ray doing Radar. Zabo in your brain, you listen to WRCT. Here, still, the 3 o'clock hour, then Lee Baby comes in and does his thing for you, that thing he does. You have a request? Hard cheese, baby. 412-WRCT is the number. 412-WRCT. Put the 621 in there, will ya? 412-621-WRCT, that's 9728. 412-621-9728. Ah. What to do, what to do? I have no clue. Never stopped me before. I know what I want to do. I want to play one of the first songs, welcoming the new administration. I got the funky president going to play James Brown in a groovy song called White House Party. How's that sound? Mr. Topical. Zombo in here. Mr. Topical. Yeah, like a topical application. Put over an inflamed area. I got your inflamed area. That's what he said.
RCT, the in sound from way out.
Say what you mean, you just changed. Brand new funky president. It ain't no fucking job to be found. Tax keep going up. I changed my glass. Now I drink from my paper cup. Getting bad.
Mazio, this song's too long.
Yeah, we're going to take a break right here. Yeah, you're listening to Zombo Deep Archives. Man, this is depressing. This is, 12, 13 years ago? And then I said I did the 20 years before that. And this is pretty thinly veiled shtick here, you know? Combination of, old TV horror hosts and old radio disc jockeys that nobody remembers and just crap out of my brain and my father-in-law and just a mix of everything. You think I could come up with something a little bit better, but it stuck. So the interesting story of how I got to do Zombo, you probably heard it before, and I'm not gonna tell you. All right, so let's get in to part number two, the second hour. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archives, replaying old shows from way, way back when. This show originally aired the 23rd of January, 2009. It was a simpler time back then. And speaking of simple, let's get back into the show nice and simply. You're listening to Zombo Deep Archives. My regular show is on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Zombo in your brain. But let's dig the archive. Part two.
White House party, Hank Marr. Then we'll kick up a little rockabilly to put a jump in your step. Eh? I got some really cool stuff for you. But I'm not gonna play it. I just play garbage. Another thing, ladies and germs, I got my midnight show at Arsenal Lane every Friday. So 5 hours during the day is enough. Arsenal Lane's midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday. Dig the Live Zombo experience, which is even more twisted in the radio. Not really. Not really. It's boring as all get out. And anyhow, tonight, Arsenal Lane's bowling and Zombo, man. Goes together like Bowling and Zombo. All right, here's one of my favorite little happy numbers here. Hey, Little Dreamboat. Love this tune. Rose Maddox, this really kicks it. Yeah, RTT and Brina.
Like a big earthquake, that's the way you rock and roll. Style. That's where you learn to bop. Hey, bop, bop, hit it.
a big one. I just can't dance with a tall one. I can't hardly jive with a large one.
I gotta have me a little one. I have my fun with a little one.
A small little girl is my delight, but 5 foot even, that's just about right. I'm looking around, but I just can't find the little bitty baby that's on my mind. I don't like to go with a big one. I just can't dance with
We interrupt the song for the screw.
Let's dance the screw, part one.
Let's do it.
The screw. The screw.
Yeah, dance the screw, and that's just part one.
Dance the screw. That's the Screw.
All right. That was the Screw with the Crystals. We heard Bapa Kata Bop, Simon Crom, a.k.a. Ferlin Husky. I don't even think Ferlin Husky was his real name either. Hey, Little Dreamboat, Rose Maddox. We are at White House Party, Hank Marr. And this is Vel Bennett with a really nice, smooth version of Take 5. Zombo here. How does he do it? Why does he do it? Coming up, a brand new feature here, which artist sucks more? That's right, we're going to actually pit two artists out of the WRCT garbage bin, out of the library, and find out which new release sucks more. Today, the pretentious Jarbo, female vocalist from the Swans' new record, against Auntie DeFranco. That's right, you put her next to a DeFranco and she explodes. Auntie DeFranco. Any anti-DeFranco fans out there? Hard cheese, baby. I don't like her, and she's today's. Who sucks more? You know what? We're going to get the female vocalist I dig. This is how it's done right. This is the new Holly Golightly. This is the kind of stuff I dig, you know? Just me. If you're along for the ride, that's fine. If you're irritated, good! Lightly in the Broke Offs. Funny. This is the new record by Jarbo. Yes, sirree. Oof. Oofa. All right, here's Andy DeFranco's. They sound good together, like peanut butter and chocolate. I think it does. This is a record. Yeah, whatever. This kills me, though. It's 7 minute long tune, man. And this is it. This one's only 3 minutes. Yeah, it's all right. I'll tell you what there is. Plenty wrong with me. But I fixed up a few old buildings. I planted a few trees. All right. That's good until she starts singing. Oh, man. This is what this is. If you call hell, this is what you hear when you're on hold. A demon will be with you shortly. Please hold the line. There we go. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Are you looking for the experience of a lifetime? Huh? Are you? Are you looking for the experience of a lifetime? Well, this is the perfect time to tell you about. Old Economy Village! Yay! Old Economy Village. I think this is more Old Economy Village music. Yeah! Old Economy Village! Founded in 1824, is a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its industrial posterity in textiles, manufacturing, and railroads, and winemaking, and other stuff. The visitors may greet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores, view formal gardens, paintings, tools. It's all there at Old Economy Village. It sounds like one of those monster movie things. That's right, Old Economy Village. Do you dare to enter Old Economy Village? The site is open Tuesdays through Saturdays and Saturdays, 9 to 5. Sundays, noon to 5. For more information, call 724-266-4500. Or if you dare, go to www.oldeconomyvillage.com. .org. Old Economy Village. It's just not for breakfast anymore. Yeah, that was definitely frightening. Old Economy Village. Yay! All right, we've got Animal Friends up next. I'm going to tell you about spaying and neutering your pet. Yeah, oh, and here's Los Straitjackets with the live version of Pacifica. Oh, beautiful, beautiful song for a nice warm day. Whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class for every interest at Animal Friends University. Animal Friends, you can take a class about. You can take it with your pet, too. Oh, you like that? You can take it with a pet. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Old Economy Village! Founded in 1824! No, I must fight it. Must fight old economy village and tell you about animal friends. Whether you're a seasoned pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class of every interest at Animal Friends University. At Animal Friends, you can take a class about, or even take a class with your pet. They offer summer camps for kids, cat massage classes, oh yeah, massage that cat. Canine behavior training, oh yeah, behavior train that canine, and so much more. View the catalog online at thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Oh, lordy, so, we're starting a brand new season here. Zombo in his 20th year, bringing you the music that is brought to you by me. Funny how that works out, isn't it? Yeah, laugh, riot, funny. Funny, ha-ha, yeah, funny, sheesh. I'm going to tell you about some of the shows that are coming back on season. Well, how about that? I'll tell you about that one. I'll tell you about the... Oh, lots of good things coming up. All right, I'll tell you. Remember the way radio sounded in the 1950s? Well, neither do we, but Radio 9 does. It's the roots of rock and roll with a side of corn here on WRCT. Saturday afternoons, noon to 3 p.m. It's in stereo. Listen to how radio's supposed to be. You just don't even listen to this show. Tune in Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. Zombo Show here. Oh, my goodness, gravy. Coming up on 11:30 o'clock. What do I play? What do I do? What do I wear? I haven't got a thing to do. Oh, no! Oh! Economy! Oh, never mind. Cool.
When Dick Todd joined the program, he requested that he be allowed to sing a popular number each week and also a song of the West. So, for his second number tonight, you hear him in Ride, Tenderfoot, Ride.
Ride, Tenderfoot, Ride, tonight. See the old range riders there at your side tonight. They're fast company, so if you want to be a cowboy, then you got to ride Tenderfoot Ride.
Tenderfoot Ride.
You got to hit the trail in Oklahoma when the moon is pale, and get to Texas with the morning mail. Or you can be a cowboy.
A cowboy.
You got a rope and throw. You got to get your share of buffalo. And win the money at the rodeo. For you can be a cowboy.
A cowboy. You gotta tend your cattle the best you can. Hold your liquor like a man.
Tenderfoot Ride tonight. See the old range riders there at your side tonight. They're fast company, so if you want to be a cowboy, then you got to ride Tenderfoot
Ride.
Ah, here comes my bus. Pardon me, sir. Is this seat taken?
No.
Is it okay if I sit here?
Yes.
Do you mind if I eat my cheese sandwich?
No.
I got some cheese crackers. Would you like to have one?
No, thanks.
I like cheese. Do you like cheese?
Yes.
I'm glad you like cheese. I like most kinds of cheese. I like Swiss cheese. Even the holes in a Swiss cheese, they taste good. But the holes got no flavor. I'm a cheese lover and a cheese-eating flea market cowboy. I live in Florida, and I get most of my cheese at Cowboy Junction Flea Market in Lee Canto. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't eat cheese. I even got a cow and a goat, and I make my own homemade cottage cheese, pot cheese, sliced cheese. Otherwise, I buy most of my cheese at the flea markets. I like most cheese, but certain made-up cheeses and Limburger cheese, I don't go for. Cheese crackers, they make a good snack. Good at parties, with sodas, beer, Kool-Aid, and so forth. And I like cheesecake, and I like cheese pizza. You sure you don't want one of my cheese crackers?
No.
I hope I'm not disturbing you while you're reading your paper.
No.
Hey, look, buy one, get one free. Advertised, cottage cheese. Boy, that's a good buy. Did you ever eat Ukrainian Christmas cottage cheese?
No.
Boy, that's good. It's got fruit in it. Well, here it is, Fairview Road. That's where I get off. Where did you say you're getting off at?
Horseshoe Bend Road.
Horseshoe Bend Road? We passed that a half hour ago, on the bottom of Frenchtown Hill. Gosh, that's bad. Before I go, would you like one of my cheese crackers?
Yes, yes, yes. Give me one. Yes, yes, yes.
Poor feller. I hope they bring him back from town to Jersey.
I'm Take a look at the chocolate cowboy, the toughest guy on earth.
This event took place long, long ago, before there was any kind of show. We had to take a risk before there was a laser disc. It's about Marty Robbins and a cowboy. They grew up together shooting the same cat pistol toy. I hope it's not the same usual ploy. Mr. Robbins and me would venture out like Mr. Tolstoy. We mounted our horses early one morn, outward bound for the westward trek before the storm. Marty was dressed like any old cowhand. He was the greatest horseman throughout this entire land.
All right. Legendary Stardust Cowboy. I'm having less and less patience. We heard the Chocolate Cowboy, an old record. Then we heard Rawhide, the soul version. We heard Rawhide, the psychobilly version. I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, Betsy Montana. Oh, what a tune, the cheese-eating flea market cowboy, Buddy Max. Sorry, I could not find Buddy Nut. Hopefully Buddy Max will do okay. No, probably not. Tell him to get a CD in here. What, do I look like a magician? All right, and here is, for you folks totally disappointed with the show so far.
I wish I were dead. I were dead. Oh, I wish I were dead.
you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been messing where you should have been messing. And now someone else is catching all your filth. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk over you.
Опять запрещенное?
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Drop the charges!
Запрещенное, давай!
Yeah!
civilization, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time, press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In the old time, in the old time, in the old time it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime!
Когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да.
Окей.
Да.
Тебе да, когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да!
Now for some good American entertainment. Zombo.
This is our anniversary.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I want to do something different.
Yeah, what you want to do tonight different, AZ?
I want to play pool.
How you play pool?
Well, I'll tell you how to play pool.
You will?
Well, first we have to find a place that has a table.
Oh, yeah. Now what?
It's a special made table.
It is?
It's about 8 foot long, about 4 foot wide, and has 6 pockets.
What you doing with all them pockets?
You have to have a place to put your balls.
Well, I got a good place I've been keeping them.
We we find that place that has a table, you give me a quarter.
Well, I'll give you a quarter for it.
I'm going to put it in the slot, and when I push it in, your balls will fall out.
Oh, hell no. Honey, everybody.
Well, certainly.
They don't care.
They're going to be watching you.
Oh, damn. Now what I do?
Now, we take your balls.
Yeah.
And we lay them up on the table.
Oh, hell no.
And we rack them.
Well, you rack them first.
That's so you can get a better break at them.
I'm getting a damn good break where they are. Now what?
You're going to give me a dime.
What I give you a dime for?
I'm going to flip it to see who gets to bust the balls first.
Easy, that sounds like a rough damn game to me. Now what I do?
Well, now you have to have your club.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have your club?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I got it. I carry it everywhere I go. Now what?
What size is your club?
It's none of your damn business what size I got.
You idiot, they have small, medium, and large.
Well, I'm located in the medium class. Now what?
Now, you take your club.
I do.
And you lay it up on the table and you roll it across the table.
You must be joking. I can't even get my dick. Forget it, is it?
You idiot. That's to see whether it's straight or not.
Yeah?
Is your club straight?
No, it kind of curves a little in the middle.
You can still play with it, can't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I give it hell every once in a while. Now. What I do
then? You take your club in your hand.
Yeah.
And you chalk the end of it.
Huh?
You chalk the end of it.
What I chalk the end of it for?
That's to keep it from slipping.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing to put on it to keep it from bending, have you?
Now. Now.
Yeah.
You take one little ball and you lay it on the other end of the table.
I got two little balls. Now.
You take your club in your hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
You aim it at the ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
You pull back just as far as you can pull.
Yeah.
You come forward and hit the ball and balls will fly everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
Now.
Yeah.
This is very important, though.
Yeah.
If you bank your ball and you cut it too much, you're going to scratch.
Yeah. What do I do then?
You put a little English on your ball.
What's English?
That's the position you get in to cut your ball.
Oh, easy. You ought to see me. I'm getting some of the awfulest positions here. Just go ahead. What do you do now?
You may get into a position where you have to use a rake on your club.
Oh, hell no. You're not getting that kind of position.
Well, certainly.
I do.
The first one that gets all of their balls in their pocket, that means they win it.
They do?
And that gives us a chance to do it all over again.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe I like that, is it? First thing you want me to do is give you a quarter, and you drop it in the slot, and my balls fall out. Then you want to rack my balls on top of that table. Then you want to take a club and beat my balls. And then you want me to give you dimes so you can bust my balls. And then next thing you want to do is get a rake and rake them. You know what? I believe I'll just rather just stick to playing golf or shooting bull. I'll tell you that because I don't like that fool again.
I think you better.
listening to WRCT Feedback Radio.
You want a cigarette? So? Hey, those are my guys.
Lots of stuff. Sweetwater Pools, the Screaming Blumacitis, Out of the Pool, the Lifeguards, the Pool Game, Jeb and Cousin Easy, and this is the Pool Scene. Stereophonic Space Sounds Unlimited. Some poolish music for you. Difficult Love, Messer Chops. In front of that, also from the Eastern Bloc, Gorgobadello, Not a Crime. Also from the Eastern Bloc, the Leningrad Cowboys, where these boots are made for walking. And we started things off with Steve Fisk, I Wish I Were Dead. I guess that goes out a shout out to the millionaire or the billionaire who only got down to $4 million and offed himself because he only had $4 million. I'm going on hearsay. Or it's a hearsay. A gal called me up and told me. It's kind of hearsay. So if that's a real story, there's a topical tune. If it's not, once again, Zombo's been hornswoggled. Yep. All right. You know, I feel like kicking it up a notch. Here's a little H-bomb.
We'll get back into that in a little bit. So you're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. So if you hear something like, hey, I got this gig, and I'm going to be doing this gig, all the stuff is like, I am the man doing about like a 11 years old, 12, 13 years old. 13 years old. These shows are 13 years old. It's the Deep Archive. My Thursday slot, 2 to 5 p.m., I am digging up old shows. And I started recording them digitally in 2009. Not that the quality's all that great, anyhow. But at least it's recorded digitally. And so this originally aired the 23rd of January, 2009. So pay no attention to any of the... Just don't pay any attention. You'll get along just fine. Pay no attention. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, is on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can check that out.